CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with a delegation from the Gulf Cooperation Council on the sidelines of the third round of China-GCC strategic discussions. Xi Jinping says China will continue to work with the GCC to strengthen planning and expand cooperation, as well as continue a successful partnership. The Chinese president also says the Chinese government supports the GCC member efforts to safeguard sovereignty and regional stability in the Middle East and Gulf region. U.S. President Barack Obama has called for changes to the National Security Agency's controversial surveillance practices, including the bulk collection of U.S. citizens' phone records. Speaking at the Justice Department, Obama outlined his plan to pull back some of the NSA's surveillance programs 7 months following the disclosures of the secret surveillance programs by former defense contractor Edward Snowden. Among the proposals, Obama said he was seeking to alter the bulk collection of domestic phone records, known as Section 215 of the USA Patriot Act. Obama has been carefully evaluating for weeks the 46 recommendations brought up by an outside advisory group appointed by himself. China has sent peacekeepers to Mali on a United Nations mission. The deployment consists of 170 security personnel, 155 military engineers, and 70 medical staff. Chinese Foreign Ministry has issued a statement saying the Chinese government firmly supports and actively participates in UN peacekeeping operations. Its participation in Mali is also a contribution to African peace and security. Syria's foreign minister says his government and Moscow share the same perspective heading into the upcoming Geneva II peace talks on the Syrian conflict. Walid al-Mualim says Syria and Russia will exert all efforts to make the conference a success. Russia's foreign minister has expressed concerns about the vague stance of Syrian opposition groups that have not yet stated whether they will participate in next week's peace talks. This is CRI News. China is enabling a rule to freeze terrorists' acts. The rule, retroactive to January 10th, is a joint effort of the Public Security Ministry, the State Security Ministry, and the People's Bank of China. The measure aims to prevent terrorism and is in accordance with the United Nations requirement. It primarily applies domestically, but will also affect overseas branches and affiliates of relevant organizations. China's Ministry of Commerce says a U.S. spending bill, which includes the clause restricting the procurement of Chinese information technology products, was discriminative. The ministry says the clause violated the principle of fair trade and revealed prejudice against China, which will harm the bilateral IT cooperation and interests of enterprises in both countries. It says the U.S. should correct the mistake to ensure the healthy development of Sino-U.S. trade relations. Local authorities have concluded last week's fire in Shangri-La, southwest China's Yunnan province, was caused by a heater. It looks like someone forgot to turn it off, sparking a blaze in a hotel. The person is now being investigated for negligence. The fire burned down over 240 houses and damaged some ancient relics in the popular tourist town. Chinese authorities have said that a large-scale H7N9 epidemic is unlikely this year, despite 28 cases reported nationwide. The existing cases are scattered, and no mutations of the virus have been identified. Guangdong province reported 2 new cases on Thursday, and an avian flu patient died on Wednesday after failed treatment. Moon lander Chang'e 3 and rover U2 of China's lunar probe mission have collected a large amount of space observation and moon exploration data, according to a government authority. A statement from the State Administration of Science, Technology and Industry for National Defense says a moon-based optical telescope on the lander has been observing lights from many celestial objects at near ultraviolet wavelengths and has detected 23 stars. After data analysis and processing, scientists have drafted an atlas of stars around the constellation Draco. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.